Hours before Senator Sanders took the stage, people were arriving at Burlington's waterfront park to show their support, and not just with applause and posters. VPR's Taylor Dobbs has more.
Hi there. Are you Hoops for Bernie? Is this you guys?
Yes, this is us.
Karen and Barry Baldwin from East Hardwick were set up behind the bleachers at the kickoff event. On a rack next to them were a few dozen brightly colored and patterned hula hoops. Karen makes the hoops as a side job, and she usually sells them at craft fairs.
So the Hoops for Bernie is I really didn't have money to contribute to the campaign, but I thought if I made a bunch of hoops and sold some, then I could contribute that money.
Karen says they sold about $100 worth of hoops. I met some of her young customers hula hooping in the shade nearby.
Ella.
Tess.
I'm Cole.
Dylan, say your name in the microphone.
I'm Dylan.
What brings all of you here?
Their grandpa's Bernie.
Their grandpa is Bernie.
Yeah.
Thousands of people showed up for Sanders' rally, and most of them were there for political beliefs, not family. Next to the long line for Ben & Jerry's ice cream, a chant broke out. They were saying, "Feel the burn," a popular Twitter hashtag that plays on Sanders' name. Winnie Wong was standing with the group. She said she and about a dozen people took a bus to Vermont from New York City for the kickoff. Wong is part of People for Bernie, what she describes as a grassroots effort to get Sanders' message out across the country. Some of the people involved with People for Bernie were also part of the Occupy Wall Street movement in 2011.
Now it's, 4 years later, and we're really stoked that this is happening.
And that was a theme at the kickoff. There were a lot of people there you might not expect to be involved in so-called mainstream politics. Bridget Iverson walked over to the kickoff after work. She's signed up to volunteer on the campaign.
I'm politically involved, but mostly on the internet, which is a very millennial thing to say. It's nice to be doing something in real life.
She says she really liked Sanders' stance on campaign finance, but she was quick to admit she's not an avid political type.
Definitely his opinion on the issues, definitely just his both... I can't talk about politics. I really, really like the way that he approaches politics, though.
After a big turnout in his hometown, Sanders is taking to the campaign trail to see if he can convince millions more that the Bernie brand of politics is the best for America. For VPR News, I'm Taylor Dobbs.